Then you have the apostasy of the nation, verses 15 to 18. Notice what it says, but Jeshurun, that's Israel, of course, Israel waxed fat and kicked. What a picture that is of this affluent society that you and I live in today. Israel waxed fat and kicked. What a bunch of complainers we have in this country today. And Christians join in with it. We've never had it so good. He says, thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. That means you're getting fat, my beloved. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. This is rock song, you see, rock music. But the rock is our Savior. He's our salvation. It's our God. Now, verse 18, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. This is the beginning of the God is dead movement. The point is that God's not dead, but these people are dead in trespasses and sins. It's the apostasy. Then you have the judgment of God upon them, verses 19 through 25. God says, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. God says, what I'll do is, I'll hide myself from them. I will not manifest myself unto them at all. And we wonder today, friends, if that's not where we've come. In our land, there's so many today. A very godly man said to me some time ago, he said, why, I pray that God will move on the scene today. And he doesn't seem to move on the scene. Well, he doesn't, by the way. I think he's hiding himself from us, my friends. Then in verses 26 to 42, you have the longing of God for his people. God says, I'll scatter them into corners. I'll do that. Were it not, he says, that I feared the wrath of the enemy. I don't want them to hurt my people or destroy them, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. And then, verse 30, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies, themselves being judges. What a picture that we have here that's given to us. God has a longing for these people, and he wants to redeem them. He wants to save them. Now we come to the last stanza of the song. The nations of the world are blessed with Israel. That's the last two verses. Very important to see this, by the way. Rejoice, all ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, Joshua, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. Actually, the law is revealed here. Moses, as the law, cannot enter the land. Legalism actually is a hindrance. Law is a revealer, not a remover of sin. And he said unto them, verse 46, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day. And then he goes on to say, and the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, that's verse 48. Now 49, get thee up unto this mountain Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. Behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount, whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel, the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Moses, the representative of the lawgiver himself, cannot enter the land, because law cannot save us, friends, and it'll never bring us into the place of blessing. Now we have chapter 13.